Good morning, everyone. I'm Patrick Philpott. I'm the founder and managing director of Vision Path Education, which is the company behind the skill programme, a series of interactive workshops that help kids from East London, South London, across the capital to improve their communication skills, be more confident individuals, and improve their presentation and interpersonal skills. I was asked to speak here today really about a bit about my background, because I started my first business when I was 15, as Naomi said, and it didn't go too well, and I felt that I still had the entrepreneurial bug, and I wanted to do something enterprising. So I've been asked to speak a bit about that, but also look at the future of work and how I see that shaping up. We're in a really fast changing world where everything is changing very, very rapidly, and the world of work is a very different place to how it was even 5 years ago. So first of all, just to give you a bit of background, I wanted to be an entrepreneur basically since the age of 11. When I was a kid, I was fascinated by cars. I really loved cars. I wanted to have a Bentley when I was older, and I was kind of told that, look, you know, you want to be a policeman, and you're not going to be able to afford a Bentley or a policeman's wage unless you're into some sort of shady activity. So I thought that, yeah, there must be some sort of new way of earning enough money to buy a Bentley one day. And someone who obviously knows how shallow I am said that if you want to have a Bentley, why don't you start your own business, because you might make enough money to have a new Bentley every year. And that was kind of it for me. That was, you know, if I had a light bulb up there, then it was switched on, and I wanted to go out there and create my own business and be an entrepreneur and employ people and make lots of money and have a Bentley and so on. So from about the age of 11 onwards, I started writing to people. I read to Richard Branson, Rupert Murdoch, lots and lots and lots of different successful entrepreneurs, and said, what advice have you got for me? And most of them would write back with the usual stuff about, you know, follow your dreams and never give up and all the usual tools that they tell you. But a lot of what they would also say was that you should start young. The younger you start, the more mistakes you can make early on, and the more mistakes you make early on, the greater the chance of success later on, because you would have got those mistakes out of the way. With that in mind, by the time I was 15, in September 2005, I set up my first business, which was a business events company in Essex, where I was born and brought up and lived at the time. And the idea was to run business events, seminars, interest events for local business people, trying to bring them together and talk a bit more than they otherwise did. And it went quite well. You know, I ran a few events with local businesses, and you know, well attended, and people enjoyed them. But the problem was, I was just about to do my GCSEs, and I was coming up to that very busy, intense period, and felt that, you know, I can't continue to run a business whilst also wanting to, you know, get through my GCSEs, which is obviously a really important time in everyone's education. So at that point, the business kind of fell by the wayside, and, you know, it was a bit of a failure. And I felt, you know, initially, obviously, yeah, that hurts really when you have that sort of business failure. But, you know, it teaches you a valuable lesson about patience, because a lot of these entrepreneurs will say to you, yeah, it's very easy for them to say, start young, get your mistakes out of the way early on. But if you don't have the necessary knowledge and expertise and experience and understanding to actually start young, that's pointless to tell you to be a young starter and have a business from an early age. So I felt that it was time for me to move on and to, you know, concentrate on education, and then at some point, you know, have another business later on. In which time I became an ambassador for Make Your Mark, and I was invited to an event at a school in Tottenham in June 2007 to talk to some kids about enterprise entrepreneurship and setting up a business when I was still at school. And kind of looking at that event and seeing how that was shaping up, and seeing the students, they're about 14, 15 years old, and talking to them and understanding what they wanted to do, I felt that whilst the event they were at was good, it could have been more rewarding. And so I had an idea that, why don't I create workshops that are for young people and give them a chance to learn some new skills, understand if they want to be an entrepreneur, how to be an entrepreneur, but more to the point, if they want to just learn some really valuable life skills, some soft skills, the communication, presentation, interpersonal, teamwork side of things, then they can do that as well. So I took the idea to a number of people I know, some mentors of mine, people like Simon Woodruff, who founded Yo Sushi, was one of the dragons on the first series of Dragon's Den. And what most of them said to me was, great idea, now go out and do it. And so obviously, with the experience of my first business, I was, you know, slightly concerned about how I would take to setting up a new venture. but felt that, you know, the time was right. I was, you know, I had a bit more experience now, and just thought, you know, if I don't do it now, I probably never will. So in September 07, when I was 18, I set up Vision Path Education and began developing the skill programme. And the skill programme launched in May 2008, 1 week before my final A-level exams. When they were out of the way, I felt that having set up Vision Path and the skill programme, they had the potential to be a proper business. And so, you know, I felt that despite getting four good A-levels, university wasn't really the right path for me. It would have just been a distraction for 3 or 4 years when I could have been out there creating something, building something up, and actually doing something a bit more valuable, which excited me and that I really wanted to do. So really that's my message about the future of work, is that university isn't for everyone. At the moment, university is one of those almost seems a rite of passage now, where you go through GCSEs into A-levels and then on to university, regardless of whether it's actually going to fit into your grander life plan, if anyone has one. A lot of careers, things like investment banking, law, being a doctor, you have to have a degree to get into those professions, and so it's really important for that. But if, like me, you just wanted to be an entrepreneur, then university probably wasn't the right thing. It probably would have kept you waiting for 3 or 4 years while you actually could be out there creating something and building up and expanding and developing your ideas. I now see the future work moving much more towards self-employment. People, you know, entrepreneurs, freelancers, people just work for themselves, whether that's self-employed builders or freelance web designers or actually building up and developing a business. A lot of young people now, I don't know how some of you feel, but a lot of young people now are becoming disillusioned with university. They're finding there's a very competitive market when you come out of university. There aren't the jobs that were perhaps promised to you when you first went down the university route. And so they're coming out and finding that actually they're either getting jobs that don't require a degree anyway, and so they feel they've wasted their time going to a lot of debt for no reason, or they're starting up on their own, in which case they probably didn't need the degree anyway. I think over the next 3, 4, 5 years, entrepreneurship and freelance will become much more valid careers for young people. You might start to see young people, some of you perhaps, leaving school and going straight out into freelancing, whether it's learning some skills at school around, you know, web design or graphic design and going out and doing that on your own, or building up a business and launching a business when you come out of school. I think in future you'll need to create a lot of your own opportunities, create your own life. What I do day in, day out, and I speak to a lot of entrepreneurs and freelancers who do the same, is you have to create your own opportunity, you have to engineer opportunities, position yourself in the right place at the right time. And a lot of that is luck, but actually you create a lot of your own luck. You actually have to create those opportunities and get yourself in people's minds and get yourself in front of people to actually create that luck. Freelancers do this all the time, entrepreneurs do this all the time, and I think that a lot of young people, a lot of you, will have to start doing that as well if you want to get ahead. I think the university, obviously, a lot of funding cuts now with universities, so there won't be as many places. There might not be as many subjects to study there. So you're going to have to start looking at alternative careers. And whilst I'm not saying that everyone should go down the entrepreneurship route, because obviously it has its risks and it's not for everyone, that route of self-employment, entrepreneurship and freelancing is something to consider. When there are no secure jobs out there anymore, you know, there are no more jobs to buy, you know, you can't guarantee that you'll leave school, go into a job and be in the same job, certainly not with the same company, for the next 40 or 50 years. So, in conclusion, I've got three key points which I think are actually, you know, based on my experience of, you know, 3 or 4 years of having set up a couple of businesses and with varying degrees of success. I think my first one is probably what Simon Woodruff said to me, which was just do it. Don't think about it. Talk to a couple of people, but don't spend time agonising over every single detail, because you work those out as you go through it. Just get something started. Just do it. Go out there. Make it happen. Secondly, think like a freelancer. Start creating those opportunities. Start positioning yourself. Start telling people, whether it's teachers or friends who've got businesses or family members or other people you know who might have businesses or working companies. Tell them what you're passionate about. Tell them what your interests are, your hobbies, perhaps something that you've got a particular talent for. And they might have an opportunity for you to do something with them. And that could be just the first step on your road to self-employment and having a future that you dictate yourself. And finally, you need a positive energy. When you're running a business, you have great highs, but also you have some the inevitable lows when the project's not happening as you want it to, your ideas aren't coming to fruition, and things just aren't working out. And you need a positive energy, you need a drive, determination to actually get through all of that. Without that positive energy, quite often it'll be a lot more difficult to actually make any progress, actually get through, and actually, you know, be successful. So, that's it from me. Thank you for listening. It's your future, and make it up rightly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patrick.